This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, Tuesday night, welcome Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Sorry, no Johnny Lupinacci. CDC guidelines recommends that he quarantine while he's coughing and sneezing. We know how that can transfer through the Zoom hookup. So Johnny, get well, stay well, chicken soup, and don't breathe on anybody, dude. Actually, no, he doesn't have COVID. He's just sick. We will welcome him back next week. Got Evan on the controls. Special guest tonight. Lots going on in education. Just want to mention, though, too, out there, we've done the big show on student loan forgiveness, and the applications are live right now. Go to studentaid.gov. If you have a student loan out there, you can sign up for your student loan forgiveness. Hey, it's still being challenged in the court, but who knows? Maybe you'll get your loan forgiven before somebody says, hey, we don't want to give that handout to somebody who wanted to better their lives. We would rather you just continue to sit in squalor. Check it out, though. Go for your student loan forgiveness. It's out there, studentaid.gov. We've been having lots of conversations the past few weeks. This whole, how do we become teachers? It's a teacher shortage. Where do the people come from? We've had some great guests on, and I'm just going to jump right in here and just read from, and this is from Reimagine Ed, Speaking the Evolution of Education. Innovative Tennessee Teacher Prep Program aims to prepare a new breed of educators. And from the article or from the blog, in her 20s, Heather Fracker set her sights on becoming a respiratory therapist. But as John Lennon observed, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. Fast forward two decades, and Fracker, a 43-year-old single mom to two middle schoolers, is pursuing a new dream. In 2 years, she will be a fully credentialed elementary school teacher, thanks to an accelerated program that began in her hometown. Quote, never in a million years did I think I want to be a teacher, Heather Fracker said. And whoa, I come back and there is Heather Fracker, our guest tonight. Heather, that's all about you. You're famous. You're famous.
I know. Thank you for having me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I actually appreciate it. I love the story. And just, you know, for anybody we've been listening to the show, we went to Tennessee. And actually, I'll just admit, when I was in Tennessee, Heather was one of the other resident apprentices that I met. And I'd said, my goodness, after hearing her talk with the passion and seeing her in the classroom talking to us about how she's becoming a teacher, I was like, I got to have you on the show. And there she is, Heather Fracker, on our show, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Numbers 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I put out in the promo, so you want to be a teacher, how do we do it? Well, Heather, this is a great story because in your 20s, tell me a little bit about that. I mean, let's just kind of deviate quickly. Why respiratory therapy?
I don't know. I was young. I was in my 20s. College was never given to me as an option growing up. We just, I didn't have that type of, my family didn't have the ability to provide that. And I guess I was kind of deterred at a young age. So after I had graduated high school, I was just looking at going to a community college. And I really do love the medical field. Mm-hmm. And I had taken care of a quadriplegic prior to that. That was one of my side jobs. I did that every morning, 5 days a week. So it just seemed like something I naturally would be able to accomplish.
Okay. But as you said, John Lennon, whatever, I mean, any kind of quote, life happens. Yes. Respiratory therapy, no, in your 20s. However, yes. Now in your early 40s, yes. Teaching. What? Yes. What? In fact, you even said in a million years, you would just been, how, what in the world happened to you?
I don't know. As a kid, you take one of those little survey things and they tell you what jobs you would be perfect for. It was either a boss, manager, principal, or a teacher. So ding, ding, ding. Finally, I guess I decided to live up to that. But
so you picked Bob.
I was in my later 30s and my oldest was in second grade.
Okay. And, So you started in your later 30s thinking with teaching. I mean, how does how did you end up though? I mean, other than the survey, you filled this out. Did you have any experiences that kind of also led you to go, I think I could do this?
No, really? Other than becoming a parent.
Okay.
And realizing I was very good at it.
Very good at being a parent.
Yeah. I'm just it.
Any volunteer work in the schools with your kids or?
I originally did that. So that was what happened. My daughter was in second grade. I had a fantastic person, Miss Wellhausen. Hello. If you're listening, she was both of my children's teacher. I had major surgery. She bought my family dinner and I decided to pay it forward. So I chose to volunteer, fell in love with the class and snowballed into the end of the school year. And she was the one who suggested that I was really good at what I was doing. So maybe I should get paid for it. So I became a substitute teacher.
Oh, whoa. This is the, well, not the, it, no, it is the perfect story. The idea of being inspired, you had that inclination, but the idea that your kid's own teacher inspired you in that moment to then take on substitute teaching. Is it during then the substitute teaching that you went, yeah, I think I can do this?
Yes, definitely. Okay. And being at another school prior to the one I'm at now, I gained tons of experience because it was pre-K through fifth. So I was all over and I got to really kind of dig into it and say, this is for me.
And so then the next step then was for you to say, okay, I need to, get out of this substitute license. I need to pursue some form of an academic and or credential. And before you got into the program you're in, though, you actually had a first thought of, was it a pre-K position or a pre-K you thought about?
Yes. Yeah, so somebody had offered an open house at Nashville State and I decided to attend it one night just to see, what can I do to get started? I'm so old in the game and I don't know where to begin.
I don't know where to look.
Yeah, it's true, though, but young at heart.
That's right.
But they I met some wonderful ladies over at the TECTA program through Austin Peay, Dr. Noelle Cannon, Shayla,
It'd be Austin Peay State University.
Austin Peay. And those ladies were another driving force for me. Being connected with them, they got me in the program and started me on a path, which was I wanted to be in a pre-K classroom. Mm-hmm. And you need to have a CDA credential to be in there. So the way theirs was set up, I could pick my path in it. And what I had chose was pre-K through third, which is what I thought I was going to do. So I was on my way and then COVID hit.
Oh, wow. That horrible story, COVID. It ruins everything.
A horrible person jumped in and kind of put everything crazy. So I moved to online. My kids were home, but I was still trekking through it. And I finished the courses that were needed to take the exam to earn my credential for the CDA. And so I did.
And this is you were doing this while you're at Nashville State Community College.
Yes.
OK. And so you passed the test and you're now licensed. But you didn't then go. You decided to kind of not go into the pre-K right away or
no what originally happened was another principal at the school I'm currently at, they were getting two pre-K classes, which is a first for them because we're a third through fifth school, third through fifth grade. So I was going to transfer over there and be in a pre-K class, which was kind of the dream, and still continue on my path. And within a few days after I had passed my exam, the TECTA ladies had called me to tell me that they were asked to nominate I think it was two students that
What are TECTA ladies giving?
The TECTA ladies. So there's the program through Austin Peay is another early childhood. TECTA stands for Tennessee Early Childhood Training Alliance. So
okay, that's what I wanted. Tennessee Early Childhood
Training Alliance.
Training Alliance. So, okay.
As much as they said, you know, we want to keep you because we like what you're doing. We think that you would be a perfect candidate because you should be in a school like ASAP. You should be working as a teacher. So they nominated me. And first I said no.
I was going to say, because I know your story. We said you're like, no way. I'm credentialed.
I'm on my own path.
I'm on my own path. I'm doing this without y'all.
Nope. I'm doing this. Like, I don't know. Because it's a big commitment. And I had to wrap my brain around it. And another phenomenal person in my life, Marybeth Mathis, who is my principal currently, good friend of mine. She said, Heather, I think this is a perfect opportunity. I think you should really do it. And we discussed, and I decided to do it. I decided to say yes.
Okay, so say yes. So I'm going to bring this back for the listener and say, so early 20s, respiratory therapy, nah, not going to do that. Later 30s, hey, doing some time working with the kids, doing some volunteer work, meet my kid's teacher, become friends. And then, in fact, during a surgery opportunity, she helped you out. And you were like, you know what? I think I'm going to also pay it forward, become a teacher myself. You start substitute teaching, and then you get into Nashville State Community College looking for your early childhood credential. You end up almost ready to go for it, but there's a little disruption in some people you meet with the, what was that, tech test?
Yeah, TECTA, T-E-C-T-A.
The Tennessee Early
Childhood Training Alliance.
Training
which
Alliance.
Which is another great program.
Okay, it's a great program. And using that program, then you take
it would have taken me longer. I could have picked my own classes, meaning I could have taken one or two per semester, more or less as needed.
Okay. But instead of that, you got into what we're going to be talking about here. We only have a minute before the break, so we'll kind of build up the excitement so that when people get back. And if you want to call and talk to Heather, the number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. So you're like, no, there's this other program they're going to talk about. And like you said, we've talked to the dean at Austin Peay State University. We've talked to some other people who have done this program. But you got into the residency teacher apprenticeship program. Secretary Cardona, Joe Biden talked about it. Busted Pencils, fully led at Education Talk. More with Heather, teacher resident, back after the break.
What if I'm writing you a wrong? What if you knew it all along? What if I figured out that I did not belong? What if it always bothered me?
Oh, well, you always belong here on Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We are talking to Heather Fracker. She is at Clarksville, Montgomery County Schools, Nashville State Community College. In her 20s, was going to be a respiratory therapist. No, later on in her later 30s, has an encounter with teaching. Never in a million years, though, she said she would ever be a teacher. However, though, paying it forward, she pursues that pathway. We get her to the point where she's going for her early childhood pre-K license. She's got that. She's in. And all of a sudden, these great people from the Tennessee Early Childhood Teaching. What is it, Heather?
Tennessee Early Childhood Training Alliance.
Training Alliance. And they're like, we want you to be in this new cool program, residency teacher apprentice, and boom, ho, you're in this program. And before we even go any further, though, we're going to take a call. We've got Belinda. Belinda is in Tennessee, and she is on the line. Belinda, how are you? Welcome to Busted Pencils. What do you got to say?
Hey, hi, Heather.
Hello, Miss Belinda. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I just wanted to call and give my support to Heather. He's performing a great interview right now with you at Busted Pencils and tell you what a fantastic job my TR, Heather, is doing in my classroom. I am her MCL, multi-classroom leader.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let you know that I'm just so thrilled to have Heather. She is so wonderful at what she does. She is great at classroom management. She is great at teaching the kids and guiding them through their lessons. And minutes before she went on this call, Heather was putting together a cafeteria seating chart for me. I completely forgot she was going to do this tonight. It was literally 5 minutes before she went on this call that she sent the final copy to me and said, look, take a look at this, see what you think. So
I'm a little bit jealous now because I thought I was the priority for her the first hour before the show. Now to find out, Belinda,
she
you and I met, didn't we?
Stressing you.
No, this is great. And so being in this program, thank you for the call, Belinda, and thanks for the support.
Thank you, Belinda.
Yeah, thank you for the support of Heather, because it's a great
say
what a great program. So Heather, there's one of your support people there. So residency, teacher residency, what does that mean? Give us the best sense, because you are a resident. We're going to introduce the fact that you're in a registered teacher apprenticeship, but for now, let's talk about residency. What does it mean to be a teacher resident?
Well, I would define that as if you were to go to school to become a teacher the regular way, it's, you know, the path that everyone normally takes. You usually give another year to the school system. Mm-hmm. By being in the building, you know, under the care of, you know, say an MCL, somebody that's your boss, to kind of learn the ropes and get acclimated with what you're expected to do. But you need to do that in order to graduate. Essentially, what you're doing for the 3 years is you are all on deck when you're at work.
So
you are a paid classified staff.
Okay.
Which is defined as an educational assistant. You have your MCL who you are under her wing or his wing of care for the next 3 years to support you completely. Your admin completely supports you, but you are doing all jobs and various degrees levels as you progress until you graduate.
So during the day, you are fully in a classroom
working.
And so, and then you're taking your classes to become a teacher at night.
After work. Yes.
Wow. After work. And this is
to go to school.
You leave school to go to school. So you're fully embedded in there from the time. So teacher residency, if you're listening to that, that's for traditional teacher education. We're talking about, you know, we go to classes, we take some classes here, we take some at night. And then typically our last semester in teacher education, we call it student teaching, which is like this kind of mini residency now compared to what you're talking about, because what Heather's talking about is 3 years. Now, Heather, I'm going to keep you on for the next session, but we got another caller. Man, you're popular in Nashville. We've got Derek from Nashville on the line. Derek, it's all up to you, man. What do you got to say?
I was just calling because I've heard about the program before, but I also just wonder what advice you would give someone who's heard about the program and is on the fence on whether to do it or not after hearing some of the details of how you go about it.
Oh, Heather, that's for you.
I say if you're on the fence and you are committed to your education, because it like I said, it's a big commitment. I think it's a fantastic opportunity to set yourself up for your future, because it is paid for. Your books, you know, everything is paid for. You just need to put the work in order to graduate, in order to move on and to get that position to be a certified teacher. So I think if you are ready to get on that road, I would be the one to hopefully one day maybe be your MCL.
Nice. Derek, so think about that, man. It's 3 years. And I'm going to tell you this, because my other my other job, as actually I'm a director of a teacher education program, very traditional, went down to see Tennessee and met Heather, as we talked about, this idea of being a resident, the full embedded in a classroom while you're actually studying to become a teacher is just something that's amazing. We're talking a little bit, and Heather hinted at this, in the next segment, we'll talk more about the financial benefits there, because that's a huge part of it. But it's a lot of hard work. But Derek, if you're thinking about it, man, this is a great opportunity. I would challenge you to take it on. More Busted Pencils, more with Heather from Tennessee. When we get back from the break, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, later in a minute.
Boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one. They're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses went to the universe.
I had to wait and let that go in there, man. Rise Against, Tiny Houses, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. We are talking teacher residency, Tennessee. Heather Fracker, our guest, she is currently at Nashville State Community College, accepted into the residency program, Clarksville, Montgomery County Public School System, fully embedded, three-year resident. We had some great calls. Derek, we do want to encourage you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. And please dig some more information. If you called and you have this interest, I think you have the ability to do this program. We got a favorite caller on the line, though, first, before we go a little bit further, L.A. Tom, what say you? I hate saying that because that's one of those other talk show hosts that says that.
It's all good, Tim. First off, great show, and congratulations to this young woman that's doing what she's doing and making a difference in the world. So thank you for that.
Awesome.
Second, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. Ultimately, we the people are the government. When we vote in November, and everybody should be out voting right now, just remember you're voting in your best interest. You're voting for public education, not like Mega Michaels, who calls Wisconsinites lazy, who calls Wisconsinites Russian Ron, who wants to take away our Social Security. But if you heard that debate the other night, Tim, I don't know if you heard it, but Tim Michaels is going to go full bore putting money towards the private education and none towards the public education.
Well, and I know that's, too, an issue that's always of concern is the support for public education and recognizing that. And Tom, I appreciate you calling to remind people how important that is, because when we think about the program that Heather's in, a lot of people would to really look at this. In fact, Heather, this is a great segue to talk about this. I mean, you are, and let's just put it out there. I'll say it as best I can. You correct me where I'm wrong. You are, because of the program you're in at Nashville State, that's tuition free. So the state in some way has decided to pick up the tuition. When you become the resident, your tuition at Austin Peay State will be free. And you're also getting paid a full salary while you're working. You don't pay for books and you don't pay for any of the fees associated with college. And when you're done with this three-year fully embedded teacher residency, you will be a fully licensed teacher without that student debt loan that I was just talking about earlier. For people that are out there, if you qualify, sign up. That will not be you. Tell me about that.
I mean, that in itself, I think you just sold hopefully many people, especially even younger or older, my age bracket, because you're not carrying that student loan debt. We do not make a teacher salary, but we do make money. We get paid, we're a classified staff until we graduate. So without that extra burden of finance for college, that does enable us to just get right into the field with our education paid for. We're just expected to maintain our grades.
It's, I mean, so you're getting your education paid for, you're getting paid. And I say, you know, again, to balance this up against, quote, traditional teacher education, too, is that, you know, so my students at my institution are paying tuition to learn to become a teacher. And then when they do their internship, student teaching, their time in the classroom, they're still paying for that because that's still considered instruction. You're not only not paying tuition, but you're actually getting paid. Not on a teacher's salary, but you're getting paid.
Yes. And I'm still making a paycheck that I'm not giving back towards my education. So essentially, I know people that are in school that have to pay for their residency, whether it's a year or more. So I'm getting 3 years of that.
What an amazing thing. And this is where, you know, kind of make the segue to Tom. This only comes through supporting public education
yes.
to be able to get this type of funding put forward. And, you know, looking to Tennessee as being the lead. And I understand why Jill Biden and Secretary Cardona about a month ago actually went down there and highlighted Tennessee. And in fact, this residency teacher apprenticeship program, because it is the first national, and now we'll move into this, registered teacher apprenticeship, which means that teaching now is seen, the profession of teaching is an apprenticeable occupation, which means, though, that when it becomes an apprenticeship, you have to be paid. And that's the difference of what makes this, quote, a teacher apprenticeship. Yes, academically, you're a resident. You're a teacher residency, which means you're fully embedded in a classroom doing everything it is to learn about being a teacher. But the apprenticeship is the fact that you are getting paid for that experience. And so then, but the difference of a traditional apprenticeship is then the instruction, though, that's required. You still have to have that instruction, but you have to have it at night. So you are getting, quote, a bachelor's degree and a teaching you're actually getting two teaching licenses when you're done, right?
Well, you get your teacher's license, you get your bachelor's degree, which will be, well, for myself, it's K-5, so kindergarten through fifth. But I will also have earned a special education endorsement.
Okay, so in Tennessee, special education is an endorsement. So when I was talking about two licenses, so depending on which state you're in, if you're listening to this, so Heather's actually going to, in the state of Tennessee, have both special education and essentially elementary education as her qualified areas to teach with no debt, with a paycheck.
Yes, right out. And then, I mean, who knows what's the next step after that? Maybe I'll go for my master's, because at this point, I guess I'm on a roll. Just to reiterate, you said about us being the first. We are the first in the nation to be approved by the U.S. Department of Labor.
Right. You're the first It's huge, because the other part of this, by being recognized as the apprentice in the Department of Labor, then this allows for the partners in this program that are working to make this happen for you, Clarksville, Montgomery County, Nashville Community,
Nashville
State Community College, Austin Peay. They're able now to apply for Department of Labor funds under this apprenticeship to keep this going. So anybody who's listening, who's sitting there going, I don't understand how this is for free. Well, it's for free for Heather. That doesn't mean money isn't being exchanged. It's actually, we're saying, this is what happens when you can support an incredibly innovative program and you want people to become professionals and teachers. Well, there is government support. In this case, the state of Tennessee and now the Federal Department of Education and the Federal Department of Labor are creating accessible funds to allow this type of program to go forward, to allow people like Heather to, yes, get a paycheck and not get debt. But, you know, coming back to what's really awesome about Busted Pencils, fully leaded, talking about this is what an awesome way to learn to become a teacher.
Yes.
You know, and before you leave, tell me about like what What have you been learning? Tell me everything. Why are you loving this program? Why are you committed to going and working full time daily and going to school at night? What is it about the experience about learning to teach in this residency? Go for it.
I mean, because it comes full circle. So when I go to school, I can't always apply what I'm learning to real life. So if I go to school during the day and I go to class at night, they start to blend and I'm starting to get better clarity. I'm getting better experience. Being in the classroom day to day, I'm doing all the things that you wouldn't normally get to be a part of until you essentially graduated. You get handed your keys to your room and it's like, good luck. Yeah. Now I have 3 years. I know what to expect. I'm invested. I know this is what I want to do. So when it comes to the point of when I graduate, it's like being already 3 years in. You're almost, you know, at expert level.
It's so interesting to me because the way you just said that, it's like I look at that and I'm just like, okay, the traditional model, 15 weeks of student teaching. You've, in this program, in your residency, you have essentially done 3 full years of student teaching.
Yes. So, you know, the ins and the outs, you know, the nitty gritty of all the things that you're just not taught. I mean, you can only learn so much. The rest really has to be in person.
Right.
So I don't think I would be as good at it if I didn't do it this way.
And I can only say this by watching you do this. You know, I'm a traditional elementary education person. You know, back in the day, I went to school and then I did my 15 weeks of student teaching. And my first year, I showed up, as you said, with my key and opened the door and found 31 7-year-olds looking at me going, dude, what are you going to do for us? I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I just think about the fact that, and I thought I was really well prepared. I actually thought I was really well prepared. I got to imagine that you coming into this, you, when you get that, now how far away are you from quote that first classroom? So let's talk about where you are.
In my second year of the residency. I have now completed a full year, which included summer. I think I've taken at this point 15 classes towards my degree. So I'm still at Nashville State, and then this upcoming March, which would be 2023? Holy moly.
Yes.
in March, halfway through that month, I will actually be transferring for the remainder of my education at Austin Peay.
Okay, resident. And then at the end of your, so you have all of this year, in March you'll transfer to Austin Peay, and then next year you'll be a whole nother year as a resident.
Yes.
And classes at night.
Yeah.
Oh my, wait, this is the commitment though. And I have to recognize this too, Heather. I mean, this is an awesome commitment on your part. You know, when we had with Derek calling in from Nashville, asking about doing this, you know, Derek, we do think this is a great pathway. But to recognize, I think the part though too, Heather, is the commitment that it takes for somebody like you to actually give 3 years to being fully, you know, a resident in a school and then going to school at night to become a teacher. You know, I think back to the blog we read about you and you said, you know, teaching never in a million years is, now you had obviously caught the bug to become a teacher before the residency. I wonder if you might like think about, does this residency enhance, certify, really make, you know, like I made the right choice, I know for sure.
Yes, it's. I don't think I could ever go to anything else because I've explained to people who ask me like, why would you want to do that? You know, because there's not always essentially a lot of money in it. I would really get up and do it for free. Not that I would want to, but it's really important to have those kind of people teaching our kids, the ones that are emotionally invested, not just, you know, to go to work and get a paycheck. Like I think about students every day. I'm advocating for my own children and how they need to take charge of their education at a young age. I want to instill that in other kids. So to me, this is a no-brainer. As soon as I joined, I knew what I signed up for. It is a lot of work. I have many times I've cried because I'm a parent myself, and it's You know, I started this path later on in life, but I don't regret it. If I do it another 10, 20 years, I have fulfilled what I wanted to do for myself.
That is awesome. Heather Fracker, she is currently at Nashville State Community College. She's a second year resident at Clarksville Montgomery County Public School System. She is in March going to be in her transferring to Austin Peay. And yeah, Heather, thank you so much for joining the show tonight. When we get back, Evan and I will break this down. But Heather Fracker, teacher resident, you are awesome. You have truly busted pencils.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And Montgomery County School Systems, definitely think about it and come join us.
Awesome. Heather, thank you so much. More Busted Pencils when we get back.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Tuesday night, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Oh, that wraps up three interviews now. We started first about a month ago with an interview with Prentice Chandler, the dean at Austin Peay State University, to talk about this teacher residency and the apprenticeship. Brought on a one-year resident from Lipscomb University, Tremaine, and tonight finished with Heather.
Sort of tie it all together. It's literally all the same program.
I was going to say, and you know, if you're looking at this, go to the Civic Media website, look at Busted Pencils, check out all the podcasts. If you want to put these together for a serious package of going, what is this teacher residency?
Maybe I can be bothered to put a little something up there on the feed, so people have it. They can just grab
Nice. Because you think about this, Evan, it makes a nice package, and people put these together and go, okay, I think I get it. Because when you hear this, you put it all together. I mean, even just listening to Heather, I think it's exciting. And I know people are saying, it's like, what about the money? I don't understand. What about the commitment? Where did it come from? How did this start up? That's why, you know, check out the entire three shows, because when you put them all together, you'll go like, wow, I really get it. We are on the last segment. It is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number is 844-967-2789. If you want to jump in and go, holy crap, I want to know more about that, or holy crap, I can't believe anybody would do such a thing. We would love to hear from you, 844.
There are tons of people that want to be teachers. I mean, well, you know, I'm just amazed that it's not in the lexicon, right? And honestly, it took me a second to catch on. It was on, you know, show number two, that this is like a real thing. This, you know, it's not some pilot program that has three people in it. Like, this is, it's a real thing.
This is big. This is big. I love that you said that too, Evan, because this is one of the things, if you remember back when Prentice, this idea that, quote, people don't want to be teachers, and Prentice kind of pushed us to say, wait a minute, I don't know. In this program, I see a lot of people like Heather who want to be a teacher. And not only, I mean, think about the commitment that Heather has to put in, 3 years full-time resident during the day, teaching during the day, taking her classes at night, right? She really does want to be a teacher. Is it now, as you listen to this, Evan, as not a teacher, does this possibly say, like, man, if I had a program like this, I would entertain possibly becoming a teacher myself?
Yeah. And I think the caller sort of summed it up even better, as you know, as someone who's actually trying to do it.
Yeah. I mean, Derek from Nashville called in and was like, yo, I want more information. Should I do this? You know, what a great opportunity for Heather to kind of be like, yo, it's a lot of work, but yeah, absolutely. This is something for you to do. We think about this, and this is, you know, again, what are we doing on Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk every Tuesday? We are out here talking about, like, look, public schools, education, teaching, it is the heart of your community, the heart of democracy. If we care about this, then we're going to care about putting incredibly gifted, talented, well-prepared future teachers in front of our kids. How do we do this? man, there are lots of great ways. And there are people going through traditional pathways that I'm working with, but there are people also looking at this pathway here and saying, is there something different that we could be doing? Not only potentially making the preparation of teachers even more solid, better, potentially even equipping them for longer time to to stay in the classroom. When you hear somebody like Heather talk or Jermaine from 2 weeks ago, you can hear in there the voice of saying like they want to be there. And so, you know, the data's not in yet, but my sense, you know, when we talk about new teachers, you know, the new teachers, 50% of new teachers are out within the first 5 years, 50%.
So we need to throw more at them. I mean, and that's part. Tom touched on it when he called. I don't think that was such a hard swerve as far as what public education is up against in Wisconsin. We need like a horde of people to push back against this through practice, through good teaching. Like,
I love you. Need you young back people. And just think, think about this and how this is such a positive situation and how schools and communities, and we talked about this early on, to make this happen, you actually have to have the community, you have to have the college or university and or community college together, you have to have the school district, all of them working in a collaborative partnership. This is at the heart of public education partnership. This model restores what maybe has been lost for quite a long time. And that's the idea that this public schools only work when the public, when the people partner. So if we want great teachers,
we need
teachers come. Yeah.
We need to not burden them with tremendous debt. I think honestly, it's a huge part of it. Becoming a teacher is really expensive, and you'll get made fun of the entire time you're in school because it's a cliche at this point that teachers are underpaid.
Yeah, we already know they're underpaid, but on top of that, you're taking off a mountain of debt to do this. The fact is, it's like, you know what? Maybe we wouldn't have, quote, the teacher shortage that we have.
StudentAid.gov.
You're there, Evan. You got it. I mean, we just think about this. It's like, look.
I literally did it during the show. Let me just, when you brought that up, I just said, hey, screw it. Brought up the website. I'm registered, you know. I got the email. So we'll see if I'm in that system, man. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah. But, and so here we go. Let's bring this back. You know, we're coming through again. Heather Fracker, thank you for your time on the show. She is going to be in her second year residency at Clarksville Montgomery County Public Schools. Again, go to the Civic Media website. I know Evan said he's going to put something up there. Take a listen to all three shows, Prentice Chandler, Jermaine, Heather. You'll really get a sense of this. And then once you get a sense of this, go back to your local communities, go back to your school boards and say, look, we value our teachers. We want a program that prepares our best teachers, and communities, school boards, colleges together. You all together can do this work. You can do this work together. You can bring it together. You can advocate for and have the best teachers. If it matters to you, if the kids of your community matter to you, then the best teachers are what matter. That's going to do it, man. Three episodes, teacher apprenticeship, teacher residency. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. We'll see you next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
We are Busted!